welcome and for another episode of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man by the name of Charles B. Brooks. And Charles B. Brooks was an African-American inventor who is best known for his patented improvements to the street sweeper in 1896. Now not a lot is known about his early life besides the fact that he was born in Virginia and he was born in 1865. And by the 1890s, Brooks was living in Newark, New Jersey, and was working as a porter. And his famous invention was actually an improved version of the existing street sweeper. The first street sweeper was patented in 1849, and other models were patented soon after, the last one being in 1868 before he made his improvements and patented and sent in a patent for it, which was approved. But before the street sweepers, during those years in the 1800s, the streets were swept manually. Men would walk down the streets with brooms and shovels or dustpans, and they would manually sweep and clean the streets. And then after that, it was horse-drawn machines were used to clean the streets. So as mentioned, the first actual street sweeper was patented in 1849, and that was the one that was used, that was being towed by the horses. But Charles Brooks saw an easier way to clean the streets, and a way that was much more time effective and much easier on the back. And so he applied for a patent on April 29th, 1895, and it was approved on March 17th, 1896. And his version of the street sweeper made improvements, notable improvements, such as the receiving pan, which collected the swept dirt, carried it along a belt, and dumped it into a receptacle. Now, the patent also detailed adjustments to the front brushes, which made them of different lengths, and had a scraper for use with snow and ice. So even when there was snow or ice on the ground, these street sweepers were still effective with keeping the streets clean. He also patented a new type of holding bag shortly after his sweeper had been approved. The new holding bag was designed for use with the sweeper as storage for collected dirt and included an elastic strap that enabled easy opening and closing of the bag without its contents being spilled. Now, Charles Brooks' invention was met with success, even though there were people, the workers who manually swept the streets, they kind of felt the way because they felt like this new invention was going to take their job and that they could do a better job at keeping the streets clean. But as cities continued to grow, the street sweeper became something that was a huge need for large cities. So his invention was met with success. And in 1895, he received financial backing from two investors who provided funding for his production in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, the street sweeper was estimated to have a production price of $2,000 each. And in February of 1896, the invention was so, his improvements were so well received and widespread that the Pennsylvania state government gave the new manufacturing company a $100,000 charter. And in December of that year, it received a glowing review from the city maintenance superintendent of Buffalo, who said that he would adopt the model for his own city. So his invention, the improvements to the street sweeper that he patented, were changing cities all over the country. Now, this wasn't his only invention. In 1893, Charles Brooks had invented a modified ticket punch, built with a compartment to collect scraps left over from the puncture of the ticket. So those little paper holes that fall all over the floor when you're punching tickets. He built a compartment that collected that so that it didn't leave any mess. So, but as mentioned, little is known about his personal life. He was born in Virginia in 1865, and as a young adult, he moved to Newark, where he was a porter for the Pullman Palace Car Company. And it's also said that he invented a car fender, but did not see the project through following the death of a collaborator. So we can see how his invention has changed the way for life as we know it. For those of us who live in big cities, the street sweepers help to keep these cities clean. And one of the people who we have to thank is a black man by the name of Charles B. Brooks. So Charles B. Brooks, we thank you for your contribution to black history, and we salute you for it. So that concludes this week's episode of Everyday Black History. As I say every day, definitely do yourself a favor and, you know, look him up, because there's more information about him, interesting information about him and, you know, his inventions and how it, and we can see how it, you know, changed history for everyone. So, definitely check out my YouTube channel, Everyday Black History. Like I always say, if you want to support a brother to keep the podcast going, I always appreciate that as well. But thank you for the support and, listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.